שומעים שלום את העשיריות את ההכנה
שלנו עשיריות the lesson preparation was made by 10:32 and 34 from Petach Tikva and we'll read an excerpt from letter 11 by Baal HaSulam I will also ask that you make great efforts in love of friends to devise tactics that can increase the love among the friends and revoke the lust for bodily matters from among you as this is what casts hate. And between those who give contentment to their maker, there shall be no hatred. Rather, there are great compassion and love between them. And these things are simple. Again, I will ask you to make great efforts in love of friends, to devise tactics that can increase the love among the friends and revoke the lust for bodily matters from among you. As this is what casts hate. And between those who give contentment to their maker, there shall be no hatred. Rather, there are great compassion and love between them. And these things are simple. And a question for an active workshop. Each friend in the ten increases in practice the greatness and exaltedness of the atmosphere in the ten. Tell each other with excitement about the privilege we have to go on the path, sit in the lesson, be here in this moment. An active workshop.
In
the morning, Rav drew the map of where we are, where we're going. There's no greater privilege for a creature to understand how the light works in the world and how it advances him, how we need to adapt our hearts to one another in order to understand the process, to go through it nicely. I thank the Creator for having you. I was also excited about the first part, the morning lesson. I stayed with questions that were scrutinized in words, but a deeper deficiency to understand what Rav opened up. I'm very happy about the topic that we're learning now, the last generation, everything. I wait for this. We feel that we're in a new stage. We all want for that stage to be born. Next, yeah, just to add to the friends, what we learn now is a result of what the friends have chosen. It continues that same scrutiny. Even Dudi reminded me that it's like a world writers meeting, what we had this morning, where all the friends are trying to open up this scrutiny and see how to adapt the state of humanity to the state of the creation, of the correction.
I too, like my friends, was very inspired from what I heard. Where we are on the map and the responsibility that is upon us. Like Rav said that just like you have to take care of your food now, then this sensation that we can contribute to the system and lighten the load of the Kabbalists of that system without being, prideful about it, of being on some peak, but from that helping one another and passing it on to all of humanity, the revelation of the Creator.
אז ממש חיכיתי לשבת פה עם החברים, להמשיך את מה שהתחלנו בבוקר. בכלל אני מרגיש שכל יום אנחנו
I was really waiting to sit here with the friends. I was waiting for this lesson from the morning lesson. I don't know what we were passing along the way, but I feel the change on a daily basis and the responsibility we have. I see how people are concerned, or this is our time. This is our time to realize this between us, so that they'll feel it from us.
It is very happy,
uplifting to be with you together. And sometimes the lessons are really interesting, and sometimes it's hard working together with the Rav, with the world clear, and it's something that's very uplifting. So thank you, all the friends, for being here, all the friends from the world clear. L'chaim.
I feel a great privilege. We are scrutinizing with the Rav the process humanity has to go through, and how we, as the group of Bnei Baruch, are supposed to organize between us more correctly. I joined the excitement of the friends. What a privilege that we can let Rav open up such things, and from our connection to follow him.
Yep, and in this time it's very evident our contribution to connection, and we really need to draw strength, and it's felt in everyone.
We also heard how Rav is speaking about the people on the outside not knowing how to deal with a new state, understand the change deeper. And I saw yesterday and today people in the United States that did not want to
לעצור את הכלכלה. עכשיו אין להם ברירה, ומדינות בתוך ארצות הברית מתחילות לעשות סגרים.
The government didn't want to shut down the economy, but now they have no other choice but to have local shutdowns according to the states. Now people are saying, we're doing something wrong, but we don't know what. No one has answers, except for what we're hearing here in the lesson. So I really hope that we'll be able to both help Rav express it, and from our connection we'll be able to pass it to the world so they will begin to receive answers.
One thing we know, we're certain of, if we exert in our connection, like Kabbalists say, that will be the most qualitative dissemination that we'll be able to do for humanity. Now we need to connect, as it said, to Rav, to the sources, to awaken this light, because that is what will truly bring change in our perception of reality, and it will shine on all of humanity.
And going out to humanity, we need to be charged with the right attitude, a little bit of knowledge, some details, as Rav explained to us. We need to tell them what's going to happen next month.
We'll enter a silent workshop. We'll be grateful for the Creator that let us be together with our teacher, with the rest of the Kabbalists, to enter the lesson in one man, as one man in one heart. Again, gratitude to the Creator that let us be together with our teacher and the rest of the Kabbalists, to enter as one man in one heart.
Thank you.